Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ed McGee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Dorisch. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fritz Dorisch. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis throws to second for one, and Consolo throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lawler scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dorisch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. the Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a fly ball into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a line drive into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0. White Sox. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Dorisch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman bunts towards third. Marsh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Groth. Williams reaches second base with a double. Goodman moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Hal Brown now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to third. Kell moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Minoso scores. Kell moves to third. Lawler moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Hal Brown. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Keeley now pitching. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Dorisch bunts in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aganez takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3. White Sox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Johnson now pitching. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Billy Consolo. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Carrasquel, who tags Maxwell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Jim Pearsall pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling now playing shortstop. Sid Hudson now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Marsh bunts towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Ed McGee. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is walked intentionally. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Don Johnson. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Jack Harshman now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aganez hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.